With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to take Deshaun Watson. Does anybody else want to do it? Is anybody against it? And from what I was told, Bill told him sitting next to him, go for it. And that's who Rick wanted, and he was the main person behind getting Watson. He pulled off a great trade, probably right now second best in Houston history, Bum Phillips getting Earl Campbell in 78. And so I think that Rick should deserve deserves the credit on that. That'll look good on his resume, as will all those number one picks. And he don't want to get pat the number one, two and three picks, but the right. Number one picks, he did as good a job in the NFL when he was making those picks, including I knew that he and Kubiak wanted DeAndre Hopkins. I put him in my mock draft that they take DeAndre Hopkins, and I figured he'd be there because he ran slow. And when he was there, they were able to get him, and that's the one. Because Watson was coming off a national championship game, and everybody was talking about him. But Hop, when you're a wide receiver and you're running the four sixes, there's not a lot of interest. But them getting him turned out to be maybe the second best pick in franchise history to Watson.
Yeah, he's a very sellable candidate. If you keep it very surface level with his career history as a GM, he's a very sellable candidate. And John, I'll put it this way, that he in this decade, Rick Smith drafted three guys outside the top 10 that would, if you redrafted those drafts, all would probably be gone by pick number two or three in their respective drafts. J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, and Deshaun Watson.
What about Dwayne Brown?
And you want to know something about Dwayne Brown? As I was doing some research on this Rick Smith topic, Dwayne Brown is the only first-round pick non-quarterback that in the first round of the 2008 draft that's still playing football.
And he's playing really well yes. for the Seahawks, too. And that was Rick's decision not to redo his contract because of his philosophy, and Dwayne forced a trade. It was a great deal because a year later he got a contract. He's still going strong, has a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So I think Rick Smith will be a GM. It wouldn't surprise me if it's Atlanta.
Yeah. John McClain joining us for his weekly visit. John, you mentioned the Hall of Fame ballot. There's four first-timers on there. They named the 25 semifinalists yesterday. There are four first-timers on there: Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, and Jared Allen. I'm going to put the over-under at 2.5. Number of first-ballot Hall of Famers in this class?
Two. I think Manning and Woodson. I think Calvin Johnson will get in. We didn't put Terrell Owens, Michael Irvin, Chris Carter, great receivers in on the first ballot. We did guys like Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, the greatest of the greats. So I think Calvin Johnson will have to wait a year. And I think Jared Allen, who was a great pass rusher for two teams, did it for a long period of time. He'll get in eventually. But that Manning fellow and Woodson are the two that Manning won't take. Well, these guys will probably work hard on their presentations. And this has happened when we have guys like Dan Marino, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. They stand up to make their presentation, and we say, sit down. Don't waste our time. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, Peyton Manning, and sit down.
Yeah. We're get on to lunch. Yeah.
John, what about former Texan Tony Boselli?
I vote for Tony every year. I'm not as caught up in the fact that he played a short career because, Seth, he was great. And we put in other players with short careers, and Terrell Davis being one. You go back Dwight Stevenson. You go back previous. There were guys like Gale Sayers, Doak Walker, there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame who had careers like Tony Boselli. The problem with Tony, there's so many good candidates. There's so much discussion about him every year. It's all positive. And because everybody says he was great when he played, but when we actually vote, the reason he doesn't get in is because I'll guarantee you there's people that hold it against him about his career. I do think at some point Tony will get in. I tell him that every year when I see him before the Jacksonville game, he's incredibly nice and patient about it. But I think if you were as good or better than anybody at your position when you played, that you should be in the Hall of Fame.
You should give him the COVID sympathy vote too, because he had the COVID.
Oh, he did have COVID. Yeah, that's right.
He looks again like right now, like he could get out there. Tony's thinner. He looks like he can play basketball.
Yeah. No, he's gone that direction. He's dropped weight. John,
that was intentional, people, not because of the COVID.
Right. Last one on the Hall of Fame, and then we want to get your prediction on the game tomorrow. Alan Faneca, I think, is someone who has some local interest because he played high school football here.
Alan has been a finalist now for several times. He was here, great player of the year, Chronicle player of the year when he was here, and then, of course, went to LSU. Alan, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think he'll get in. It's just a matter of when.
John, are you going to the game tomorrow?
No, I'm not. That's okay. Aaron Wilson's turn. We're rotating. Thank goodness. I picked the division games, Kansas City and Cleveland. I went to Cleveland because I love going to Cleveland. And it's funny. There's so many people in the media there have covered that team for decades, and those are the ones I'm happy for to finally have a good team to cover again that's going to go to the playoffs. And I'm glad to watch this game and cover it off TV on Thanksgiving and especially get to watch the other games. Great. Such a great day for football in the NFL.
Quick prediction for tomorrow's game, John.
Texans. I'm going to pick Texans 27-24.
There you go. 27-20. That would cover the spread. 2-point spread right now for the Texans. John, enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow. Seth and I look forward to chatting with you on Texans Countdown before the game.
I look forward to it, Seth. I hope you feel better. Guys, happy Thanksgiving and stay safe.
All right. Same to
you,
John.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. John McClain, the great one, the Hall of Famer, joining us each and every week in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, quick reminder too, as we get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow, let's try to make it a great Thanksgiving for some fellow Houstonians. The Houston Food Bank, Kroger, the Houston Texans Foundation, all partnering up to try to change some lives this holiday season and feed some families. Over 500,000 families we're trying to feed. $1 provides 3 meals. So when they say every dollar counts, every dollar counts. This is a great effort. Let's fill those tables. It's Thanksgiving time for people who are suffering from hunger. SportsRadio610.com/TexansCare. That's SportsRadio610.com/TexansCare. We thank you in advance for making a difference in our community. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. It is not a football Friday. It is a football Wednesday, which means I have to do 5 reasons I hate you. 5 reasons I hate you, Detroit Lions edition. That's next. Yes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.